This episode of the Spider Bites podcast is sponsored by TeePublic.com. TeePublic.com is an online merchandise store that showcases indie artists' design products from tees to totes to tapestries to whatever. They have thousands of designs, the prices are super affordable, and every purchase supports an independent artist. All of us at the Spider Bites podcast are picking out our favorite designs, and you can see what we like this week. Whether it's the Dabbing Husky or Thanos the Infinity Stone Bay, you can find and purchase these designs on t-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, or even phone cases. Just visit our store at teepublic.com/stores/spider-bites-podcast. Look, I know it's a mouthful, but the link will be in the description of the episode so you can find it there and see for yourself. And thanks again to teepublic.com for sponsoring this episode. I was kind of a picky eater as a kid. I was like, oh, I don't like tomatoes. I don't like onions. I didn't like most vegetables growing up.
You would fit right in with our kids. We have it right now. Love fruits, hate vegetables.
Vegetables are gross.
Apparently, kids just don't like them.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Spider Bites podcast, episode 134. It's Ashley and Spider back again. How are you doing today, Ashley?
I'm good. I took a nap. I had to go to the farmer's market to get lunch. It's been a good day.
It sounds like a really good day. It sounds like you're very productive.
Yeah. How have you been?
I'm good. I am very excited. The new Spider-Man game came out today. And so I spent about 2.5, almost 3 hours streaming that before we got on, before we started recording. So yeah, I was checking it out. Story looks really good. It looks really interesting. But yeah, just a nice day. New Call of Duty comes out tomorrow, so it's something else to be excited about. And I think the new consoles, the PS5 and the Xbox Series One X, Xbox Series, I don't know. Xbox needs to work on their naming convention, yeah. Because I think it's the Series X and the Series S. I think that's the names of it.
I don't know. Don't ask me.
But yeah, so the new consoles came out. Not that I have a new one. I don't know. I'm not really interested in getting a new generation console.
Yeah, consoles are hard to keep up with when, you know, like the newer ones that come out are always so expensive. And then half the time, even the older ones, unless you go back like way old, they're still expensive too, just less expensive than
the newer console. One. Right.
And then the people like, you know, Achievement Hunter and stuff, half the time they get ones for free.
Yeah.
But then half the time, like Ray especially, he'll like pre-order like two or three of them or something. He'll be like, I'll give two away. Or if I don't like it, maybe all three. I don't know. He does stuff like that. It's like, why do you guys have his money?
Because didn't he give away his Switch? Because I think he gave away his Switch at one point. Or maybe he bought a Switch and then Nintendo gave him a Switch or some company gave him a Switch. Then he gave one away. Mm-hmm. I know, I think Taco Bell gave Trevor an Xbox. I think they gave Gavin an Xbox. And maybe one or two more of them, they all got Xboxes. I know on Off Topic today, they were talking about, Michael and Jack were talking about how they wanted to get PS5s, but they hadn't been able to get one.
Yeah, Ray a lot of times will, like, when a new console comes out, he'll usually try his best to pre-order at least two, so one he can have, and then one he can give away, and then a lot of times during, like, December, he'll do special giveaways for, like, Christmas. I think it's, like, I don't know, maybe one a week or something, I don't remember, but yeah, and then, like, Achima Hunter, you know, they get gifted so many things. Yeah. Obviously, it's to try and, like, sell things and stuff. Right. But, like, they have, like, 1,000 Xboxes between, like, all of them. And then they just got, like, those Samsung phones recently.
Yep.
And it's like, man, I wish they would just, like, give to random people that or something. Or, like, Ray, who gives away a lot of stuff. Because a lot of times, I don't know, I don't really watch their streams, so I don't know if they give away things or whatever. But it seems like most of the time, Achievement Hunter kind of, like, keeps their stuff.
That's what I've seen.
And it's, you know, yeah, it's usually, you know, decorated or something. So they're special. So I get it. Right. And I would probably be the same way. Like, but this one's different than this one. But, it's like, I'll never have a console because, well, I don't really care too much, but, like, if I got, you know, gifted one or something, I'd use it.
Yeah.
Like, it was how I wanted the Switch forever, but I didn't get it till this year because I had to, like, save up money for it and stuff. So, I had to wait till after Christmas because everything was sold out because of Christmas. But luckily, I got it before the pandemic because everything was sold out.
Everything was definitely. Oh, I had the hardest time trying to find a Switch because I wasn't even going to get one until my girlfriend got one because she wanted to play Animal Crossing. And so I was like, well, if she's going to play it, I mean, I might as well play it too, you know? And yeah, it was the hardest time. So I ended up getting a Switch Lite because those were a little bit more in stock than just a regular Switch.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I ended up getting it around late April. I got delivered May 1st, I think.
I got mine. I don't remember because most places were out of stock. And then finally I found a place that had it in stock after a little bit. And I know it was towards the beginning of the year before the pandemic, but I don't remember exactly what it was. I feel like it was maybe sometime in January, maybe February. I don't remember. I just remember being really excited once I finally got here. I was like, yes, I finally have one. And I don't play it too often now. It's more like when a new game comes out, you know, then you play it more.
Yeah.
And then you play it for a while, and then every now and then you'll go back. Like, at first I was playing Stardew Valley a lot until I got really sad because my save data got lost.
Oh, no.
That was fun. So I was like, oh, no! So I stopped playing for a while until I think Animal Crossing might have been the next one that came out because that was, you know, like the beginning of quarantine. And then, Story of Seasons came out. And I think there's supposed to be a new Story of Seasons game. I don't know when it's supposed to come out, but whatever that does, I'll definitely play it. And every now and then I play some smaller games or something. But I bought the Mario thing with the three Mario games because I played all those. So I was like, cool. And I haven't played it too much yet because I've kind of been doing other things instead of playing the Switch, but I was playing that originally. I played Sunshine a lot when I was younger, so I started playing that one more, but I'm still kind of trying to get used to the controls. And I haven't played Galaxy at all. I played 64 a little bit, but the controls suck. It's so bad. Because I watched Ray play it before I was able to buy it myself. I was watching him play it, and he's like, oh, the controls are bad. And when I was playing, I was like, oh, he was very right. They're so clunky and hard to control, and it's like, go this way! it's almost like true to times for that one in particular. So be aware if you, I don't know if you have it or plan on getting it or whatever, but that's a time.
Yeah, I as far as Switch games go, I hadn't really looked into seeing, because like I saw that the Super Mario games were, they came out, but outside of, I do like my little daily tasks and everything in Animal Crossing, but other than that, I really don't pick up my Switch that much like talking about it, because most of the times all I'm doing is I'm playing co-op games with my girlfriend, or we're playing like other little games and stuff. Because normally would we play Ultimate Chicken Horse, or we worked our way through all of Human Fall Flat, because she saw Michael and Gavin playing it, and she was like, oh, we could play that, and I'm like, okay. But outside of that, we used to play Mario Kart 2. But we really haven't done that lately. But just haven't really been excited about
much lately either.
Haven't really been excited about any Switch games. She's more excited about Call of Duty than I am. She already pre-ordered the new Call of Duty, so I was like, it's like you know, games cost so much. Console games, console games cost so much these days. Like, you basically, if there are multiples coming out around the same time, you pretty much gotta have to choose one. Unless you have the means to get multiple ones. So
yeah,
it was like either I can get the new Spider-Man or I can get Call of Duty to play with her and the rest of our friends. I was like, I'm going with Spider-Man. That was my choice. So at some point, somewhere down the line, I'll get the new Call of Duty and be able to play with them again. But, I was thinking about, because out of all of our friends, I'm the only one with a PlayStation. And so I have to, like, go through hoops and hurdles to get into a party chat with them when we're playing the same game. So, like, I had to download the Xbox app on my phone, and then it doesn't always work right, and it crashes sometimes because it's a Microsoft app on an iPhone, so obviously is probably not suited to work the best. But so I was, even like you were saying earlier about how even like last gen consoles, the Xbox One S, I believe, is the last Xbox to come out before Series S and the Series X came out. But that one's almost just as expensive as the new consoles that's coming out now. And I was like, well. Mm-hmm. I wanted to get Xbox, I have to go. I even tried looking back to the original Xbox One, which I used to have before it died on me, and the model is just completely discontinued. So the only ones that you can find are like collector's editions, and those are like $600. And I'm like, well, no, it's old technology. It should not be this expensive, even if it is a collector's edition. You're like three versions behind. Crazy.
Yeah, that's part of the reason why I never get into consoles. Because I played like a little bit when my dad had one on like Call of Duty and stuff back, like way back when. But that was probably until like more like a Switch, the most recent console I played on, or anything. So like, I don't know any controls. Like, I'm not good with controllers because I don't play with them, so I don't know, you know, anything. Like I've said it before, where with Minecraft, like on the PC, obviously I know what to do, but even though I know the game, if I played it on Xbox, I'd be like, I don't know how to do anything because I don't know the controls. And that was the same way with like when I was playing Stardew on the Switch originally. I was like, I'm so confused because I was used to playing it on the PC, so going to console, especially the Switch, so it was also like when I had first gotten the Switch, so I barely knew the controls anyway, and then trying to figure out in a game that I've played before on something else, it was, like, really confusing. I think, like, PCs are more, they're expensive too, but you can get a decent PC that will last you, and you can still do, if not all games, you know, at least a decent amount. Ones that you could play with friends and stuff.
Yeah.
But consoles are just so much more work. Because it seems like, you know, a new one comes out every few years that you have to, in order to play new games, you kind of have to do that, because then they'll stop making games that you can play with, like, the older ones. Not necessarily. I don't know. But it's just, consoles are too much work to get into, and I don't have enough money to, like, buy consoles. Otherwise, I probably would. If I could just buy all the consoles, sure, I'll get in the consoles. But that's not happening, so, well, I don't really care. Completely not talking about gaming, I have a question.
Okay.
So we've talked about, like, we've talked about food all the time, but yes. I want to know, like, how adventurous you are when it comes to, like, trying new foods and stuff.
Admittedly, not very adventurous. I have to get over my, what's the word I want to look for? My visual blocks, I guess. I guess my sensory blocks. Because if something doesn't necessarily look appetizing or possibly smell appetizing, I might be less inclined to try it. But I'm sure that there are things that may not look the best, but they still taste good. Trying to, like, go through my memory. Like, I'm sure there's been something that I liked that I didn't necessarily like the taste of. But, I mean, I was kind of a picky eater as a kid. I was like, oh, I don't like tomatoes. I don't like onions. I didn't like most vegetables growing up.
You would fit right in with our kids. We have it right now. Love fruits, hate vegetables.
Vegetables are gross.
Apparently, kids just don't like them.
Like, outside of corn and potatoes, because I guess potatoes is a root vegetable.
Isn't it a starch? Starches vegetables?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm pretty sure a potato is not considered a vegetable. But, no, it took me a while to come around to carrots. I mean, I'm fine with it now. I'm good with cauliflower now. Broccoli. I always liked broccoli. Broccoli was always up on the top of my list. But, yeah, it took me a while, like, well into, like, my late teenage years before I just started giving, like, what most people would consider to not even be adventurous foods to give those a chance. But, I mean, I want to be willing to try new things.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It's just, I think if I'm presented with something, because I remember when I was in the military and we went to Haiti, I don't know what the meat was. I think it might have been goat because there were rumors going around that it was goat. But but we were working at an emergency response office. We were there to guide the emergency response officials on how to handle natural disasters like hurricanes, and Haiti had just had an earthquake, and then not too long after earthquake. I mean, essentially, it's kind of like the same thing, but yeah. But not too long after the earthquake happened, they got hit by a hurricane, so they were without a lot of resources, and they were like trying to scramble to manage the aid supplies and everything. And so with us being from Louisiana and like, oh, well, we deal with hurricanes all the time, we sort of sent a team of emergency management officials to Haiti to kind of instruct them like, hey, this is what we do. This is how we normally handle things, to kind of educate them on how to go about it. And so while we were there at their office working there and training them every day, they would feed us. And so nobody wanted to be disrespectful or anything, you know, because it's a different culture. Like, most of the times they give you something, you want to honor them by eating it. So they would bring us like plate lunches in our little break area that we had staged. And so most of the days, it was like a dish of beans and rice and then some kind of meat or whatever. So I would say probably in my most recent history, I guess, that was the most adventurous that I got eating something that I didn't really know what it was. And it was good. I enjoyed it. I had a previous relationship where she was trying to go into veganism. Much to her disappointment that I didn't want to join her. I won't say that that's what ended the relationship, but, you know, who knows?
Yeah.
But, no, she would, like, cook a bunch of, because, you know, vegans have, like, a lot of meat substitutes. And so she would have me try some stuff, like vegan cheese and jackfruit, like fajitas and stuff like that. And some of it was okay. She had me try avocado toast once. Not a fan of it. I guess, I don't know, I guess maybe I'm not a true millennial then, since I don't like avocado toast.
Oh, I don't like avocado in general.
The only time I really... And this is what I told her when she was making it. I was like, the only time I really had avocado is inside of sushi. And that's like just little pieces of it. I like, even...
Well, you can taste it. It's gross.
I don't mind it. But like, I've never had guacamole. That's one of those things where I look at it and like, I don't want to try that. I have no intentions of eating any of that.
Well, my pop filter.
But, my pop filter again. Pop filter's gonna bump you back.
See, I'm a person who was like, I thought I was more adventurous than that. As I was thinking about it, I was like, actually, no, I'm not very adventurous. Because I was like, yeah, I wouldn't have, you know, nothing with seafood, because I know for a fact I don't like seafood. Mm-hmm. Even seafood I've never had, like, no. Or, like, organs, never had that, and I have no intention to. But then I was thinking, I was like, you know, there's actually plenty that, like, I wouldn't try in general. Like, I'll try other things. Like, I had Indian food for the first time. Sometime within the past couple months, because of delivery, you know, DoorDash could deliver it, so I was like, I'll try it, and it's okay. Some of the things I really liked, like, they had, like, these fried spinach balls or something, those were good. Mm-hmm. I think it was garlic naan, it was really good, and I had chicken something, it was okay. Like, I'd get it again, but also not my favorite. I like Korean food, and, you know, so those kind of things I'll try. But there are still some things in that, you know, that I won't try. Because one of the things with Indian food, I think they had, like, lamb or something, and I was like, no. a lot of meats, like adventurous meats, I wouldn't try.
Mm-hmm.
It's like beef or chicken, you know, sure. If it's like lamb or deer, no. just not. I've had deer before.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't a fan. It was more like once when I was a kid, and I was kind of like tricked into eating it. So, so that's not happening again. But let's see. No, see, my friend's mom is like you, where she eats with her eyes a lot, because I had one of my coworkers for a Halloween party made chocolate covered Oreos for like our party,
mm-hmm.
But it was French chocolate, you know, for Halloween. And there were a ton of extras, so I took some with me, and I went over to my friend's house, and I was like, here, I have, like, a bunch. Do you want some? And she was like, oh, it's orange. Why is it orange? I'm like, it's food coloring. It's just white chocolate, but it looks orange. And she's like, not a fan. I was like, it's chocolate. She took, like, a tiny piece, and she's like, nope, don't like it. It's chocolate. You like chocolate. But because it was orange, she thought it was gross.
I just couldn't get past it.
know. And she's weird about stuff like that because she doesn't like hazelnuts, so, you know, she doesn't like Nutella or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Or those, like, Kinder chocolate, you know, they have, like, hazelnut. But my friend said that one time she brought home one of those, like, Kinder, those little, I don't know, like, bar things, you know?
Uh-huh.
And her mom had one, and she's like, oh, this is good. And she's like, really? Because there's hazelnut in it. And then her mom immediately went, bleh, and, like, spit it out. So, you know, I don't know if I trust her taste. She also wouldn't get over the bulgogi we had when we went to Gogi Gogi before, mm-hmm. because it, when it came out, it was part of the barbecue, like you barbecue it yourself, so it came out raw. And she's like, ew, that looks like brains. So she wouldn't even try it because it looked like brains when it was raw. Once we cooked it, it looked fine, but she's like, yeah. No. So, but there, she did try a lot of things there. So she is like a weird mix of like adventurous and not. I guess if it looks weird, she won't even attempt to like it. But if it looks like normal meat or something, then she's like, sure, I'll try it. So I don't know. But yeah, I'm not as adventurous as I thought I was when I had this question originally. Once I started to think about it, I was like, you know what? But I will try, I guess, some seafood things, because when it comes to, it depends on what it is. When mm-hmm. it comes to Korean, a lot of their soups are made with, like, what is it? It's some sort of fish water. It's not water. I can't think of what it is, but something fish. And you can't, like, taste it. Or, like, those fish cakes that I really like. Mm-hmm. So it depends kind of what it is. But if it's straight up, like, a seafood pancake, because they have, like, the kimchi pancake, which I really like, and seafood pancake is, like, the same thing, but it's got seafood in it instead of, I don't know if it has kimchi as well or not, but I'll never try that, because that's got straight up seafood in it, or, like, pieces of shrimp or something. You know, I always give that to my friend. Yeah. Those, I don't, because it's seafood, and I don't know. Fish cakes taste fishy, but they're, like, different. I don't know how to explain it. You'll have to try fish cakes sometime. You like seafood.
No, I get it. Going back to what you were talking about, deer, I've only had deer maybe twice, and it was just in sausage form. My stepdad, I guess, like, he knows a guy, or whatever.
He knows a guy.
So he, one Easter, he had came down, he had brought some, like, some deer sausage, elk sausage. And he didn't tell me, because I was grilling for Easter. And so he didn't tell me what it was. He just told me it was sausage. So I was like, okay. And just like your friend's mom is like, I don't feel like I'm like that, to where if I eat something, I'm like, oh, well, this is good. And then somebody tells me exactly what it is, and I'm like, oh no, I don't like it anymore. I feel like I was like, okay. All right, well, it's a lot better than what I thought it would be in my mind, you know? Mm-hmm. that's too funny. But, yeah, I remember I went out with a couple of coworkers, and we went to some sushi restaurant, and one of the guys got squid. He got, like, a little squid or whatever. No, we didn't even go to a sushi restaurant. It was at, a all-you-can-eat Chinese buffet. And he got some squid. And I was just like, nah, can't do that. He was like, you should try it. It's good. I'm like, nope, not doing it. There's even certain sushis that I won't eat.
Yeah. See, I've tried things that, like, I don't like it. Because one of the Chinese places around here, I don't know, that delivers, it has sushi. And I've tried a couple things from that. But there was one with tuna that I tried, because I like tuna that you'd make, like, for tuna fish sandwich, where you mix it with Miracle Whip and put it on a sandwich. Mm-hmm. I like that. But I didn't like the sushi.
The raw tuna?
But I've tried... Yeah. I tried the... it was like sushi, so it was, you know, the seaweed and the ice, but then it had, what did it all have in it? I know I had avocado. It had seaweed specifically from like a seaweed salad.
Okay.
And cucumber. Maybe that was it, or maybe it had something else. And I don't like seaweed salad, and I don't like avocado. But I tried it anyway, and I did like it.
Well, at least you gave
it a shot. Maybe all together. Yeah, I was like, maybe I'd like it all together. Because a lot of places don't have many options when it comes to non-seafood sushi.
Yeah.
It's pretty much, there's that, or there. I think that's called like a veggie roll, or there's a cucumber roll, which just has seaweed, rice, and cucumber, and that's it. Or there's the tamago one where it's got egg and rice and seaweed, but the egg is, because I tried that, and I was expecting egg was sweet. And I was like, why is it sweet? And I messaged my cousin, and she was like, oh, because it's made with, like, that particular egg for tamago sushi is made with, like, sugar and stuff, so it's sweeter. So now that I know it's meant to be sweet, maybe I could try it, but I was not expecting sweet, so I was like, oh.
It's always off-putting when you're expecting something to taste one way, and then it doesn't taste that way at all.
Yeah. And those are, like, pretty much, those are your three options for non-seafood sushi.
Yeah.
At least around here. I would love to like sushi, but I don't like seafood, so it's not gonna happen.
Yeah, it's not gonna happen. I think there's, like, dessert sushi. Where it's basically, like, just dessert stuff, and it's just made into, I guess, anything. And it's just Americanized. Anything that you roll up, they call it sushi. I saw, because a while back I was trying to do the keto diet, where, like, you cut out all the carbs or try to reduce your carbs to as, like, a low intake as possible. So I still, every so often I get emails from this newsletter place that sends you, like, keto recipes and everything. And so one of them was for a cheeseburger sushi. And essentially, it's just cheeseburger without the bun. But what it is that you make, like, a blanket of, like, you have bacon as the seaweed, ground beef as the rice, and then you put, like, some cheese, some onions, and, like, some stuff in the middle, and then you just roll it up, and then you just basically have a cheeseburger roll.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like it'd be good, but I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I guess anything that's rolled up is considered sushi, the American.
See, today, that's true. Today, I went to the farmer's market, because my grandma was talking about this place that I guess has Asian food there. And she said she got one of the poke bowls, and she was like, it was good. And they have, like, ramen, and they had, like, Korean beef and stuff. So we went there today because we had a half day of work, so we went there for lunch. And they make it, like, fresh, so you had to kind of wait a while, but it was fine. And I got the Korean beef, and it was good. It wasn't, like, spicy, but it did. I got a side of kimchi, and the kimchi was really good. But next time I'll have to get more because it came with, like, it didn't come with very much. And it was, they have other things, because one of the things there, it was like a cone, or like what it was describing. I'm like, it sounds like sushi, but it says cone. So I had to look it up. And it is just sushi, but instead of wrapped in like a roll, it's a cone. Like the seaweed is wrapped so it looks like a cone. And I'd never heard or seen that, but I looked it up on Google, because I was like, what is it? Because almost everything had avocado.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, gross, I probably wouldn't like it. But I was curious, so I looked it up, because it was just like cones. I was like, what does that mean? No picture or anything.
yeah, I never heard of that.
It was like, I'm going to butcher how it's pronounced, but it was like temaki, T-E-M-A-K-I. And then in like parentheses, it was like cones. I was like, cool, what does that mean? So I looked it up, and it was like, yeah, temaki, you're cones. It's just like sushi that's, but instead of wrapped in a roll, it's wrapped in like a cone shape. I don't know why. I don't know if it doesn't have rice in it or if it's just the shape is different. I don't know, but I just saw a picture and I was like, huh, interesting. Something I'd never heard of before. So I don't know if that's like a thing that's everywhere. Maybe that's an Americanized thing. I don't know.
Could be.
But I'm not, you know, into sushi, so I've never been to, like, sushi places or anything like that, and so I have no idea.
Yeah.
But I did like their Korean beef. It was okay, because it wasn't, I was hoping it would be a little spicy, but luckily because the kimchi was a little spicy, it was a little better. But they had a lot, because I haven't been to the farmer's market in a long time. But they have a lot of cool things there, so I told my friend, unfortunately, it closes, it's only open 3 days a week, and those 3 days, it closes at 5. My friend works till 3, so I'm like, one of these days, you're going to have to take a Saturday off so we can go there, because they have a bunch of cool things. There's so many cool eateries, and then there's, like, there was a place that sold just plants, and there was, like, herbs and, you know, bakery stuff. Like, there's a whole bunch of cool things, so... and I know she's never been to the farmer's market since, because it moved locations a few years ago. This was only like my second time, or maybe third, I don't know, time being there. And so I know she's never been. So I was like, we gotta check it out. Like, come here and then we'll actually do things. Because on Saturdays, Grandma said things are more open. Because today, since it was Thursday, there were a few places that was closed. Because like, she wanted some good bread because she's making soup tomorrow. And she's like, darn, because none of her bread places there were open. So she's like, now I have to go to the store to buy some good bread. so that was a fun day. And I'm not as adventurous as I thought I was. I mean, like this, like, I'll try things sometimes if, like, it's in the vague realm of things I already like.
Yeah.
That's all I got. Sure, there's more. I just can't think of any. I haven't tried anything too new recently.
Yeah.
Besides the thing I tried today, which I kind of knew I would probably like. So I haven't been too adventurous lately, but it's kind of hard when things are the way they are.
True. Very true. Because I was saying that I wanted to find a good ramen place around here somewhere. Because I haven't had ramen, to be completely honest, I haven't had it since 2017.
See, I've never had, like, real ramen.
Mm-hmm.
I've had, you know, the cheapo kind they sell at stores.
Yeah.
But I've never had, like, a ramen place ramen, so I'll have to try this place sometime. And I know there's one down by Detroit that we were going to try when we went for the Monsta X concert, but... obviously, the Monsta X concert didn't happen, so
right.
If, in theory, it does happen in May like it's supposed to, then we'll try there, but... because we were really excited, but it's kind of a drive away to just to try a ramen place.
Yeah, true.
So we're like, well, since we're going to be down there,
grab it! While we're in the area.
I wish... I was thinking, because I was telling Grandma about the different Korean barbecue places... I wish they told you what things were, like, if there was, like, a little flag sign or something sticking out of the things, because, like, the banchan, the sides that you get, gogi-gogi, they give you 4, and they're, like, really small, and it's, like, dumb, but at Daebak in Chicago, they're actually, like, a real Korean barbecue place, what you would expect. You get all the sort, like, a ton of different banchan and sides, which is what you're supposed to get, but I don't know what any of them are, except for, like, I'll be like, oh, fish cakes! And that's, like, all I got! Like, the rest of it's like, I have no idea what this is or how exactly you're supposed to eat it. Like, are you, you know, supposed to eat it plain? Or, like, can you? Or are you supposed to eat it in a lettuce wrap or just with your meat? No, like, there's so many things that it's like, I don't know, I'd have to actually ask a person who would know or something like that. And I probably could ask the staff there, but I get nervous.
Yeah.
but yeah, there's, cause like those one things that we would just call kimchi sticks. I don't know what they are. They're some form of vegetable that is like covered in like the juices from kimchi. And so we just call them kimchi sticks. Because that's, like, what they are. And my friend's like, I've still never had them because you were like, oh, these are good. And you always, like, eat them all. And I was like, oh, sorry. Because they're good. And I never realized, because I don't eat them all in one go. I'll have one, and then I'll eat some other things, and then I'll have another. So I never realized that she had never eaten one. because I end up eating them all. Or, like, the first time we went to a Korean place, we were with some other people, and it was, like, the two of us who were eating it, so yeah. She's never actually had it. I just wish there was some... Because different places will give you different banchan, so you can't even, like, look up... You can look up the things that are usually... Because there's usually, like, kimchi and, you know, things like that, fish cakes. Those are usually common ones, but every place kind of has its own assortment that it gives, you know, out. So they're like, I don't know, you could maybe have this, you could have this. They're like, I don't know. So it's like, well, what is it? What is this stuff? And how do I properly eat it? So just, you know, if I ever went to Korea, I'd probably make a fool of myself. Like, oh, this is how I've always eaten it. And Korean people just looking at me like, yeah. Eating it the right way. Like, you're weird. You're a foreigner.
Right.
That's what I always, that's part of the reason why I never like want to go somewhere and try something, because like there's so many, you know, Chinese places in Chinatown, obviously, and they look good, but I'm always afraid that, you know, because it's probably more like actual Chinese stuff rather than like American Chinese stuff.
Yeah.
So I'd be afraid to go in there with a bunch of other Chinese people run by actual Chinese people who live in Chinatown in Chicago and not know what I'm ordering or if I'll like it, or, you know, so I'm always afraid that I'll look like a fool.
If it makes you feel any better, I am 100% sure that you wouldn't be the first person to do that.
Oh, I know. But sometimes we do just, or sometimes, you know, if it sounds good and we can find the ingredients on, like, Amazon and the foreign food section of grocery stores and stuff, then sometimes we'll make some things ourselves, like those watermelon noodles. I've never seen them anywhere else, but we've made it ourselves and we know how to make it and it's good. Or like seaweed soup, and we only made that once. I'd have to find the recipe again for that one. But, you know, so some stuff, I've said it before, I'm like, we need to look up more like Korean and Japanese and those kind of like recipes that we can make here, and find the stuff for, and maybe we'd like it, because there's not many Korean or Japanese places around here. Like Chinese food, I mean, it's pretty much American, but those places are all around. Yeah. The Korean and Japanese, not so much. And the Japanese at the time is, it's like, yeah, we're a Japanese place, we have sushi, that's it. I'm like, I want to try actual, like, Japanese food, because I don't like sushi, but right. A lot of places have just sushi. So in theory, I mean, it still wouldn't be, like, super adventurous, but I'd like to be at least a little more adventurous with trying things. I'm just afraid of... I would like to go with someone who knows what they're doing, so I feel better.
Yeah, I agree with that. I feel like that makes the experience a little less scary.
Mm-hmm. That, or like what I did with Indian food, where I was able to just order it, and that way I got to try it on my own, you know, in my own house by myself, without having to worry about like going there and being like, I have no idea, maybe this, and then you know, if I didn't like it, it, you know.
Yeah.
So that was good, but there's just, you know, this city in particular, it's not like a big city, so they're not going to have like a huge variety of food or anything.
Right.
But yeah, that's all I got. I drank my Dr. Pepper. Which I like.
Okay, so I have a question for you. And like I said before, I don't know if we've talked about this, if we probably have or not. I don't remember. But what's something that you as a kid were looking forward to as an adult? But now that you are an adult, it's not all that it, you thought it would have been when you were a kid.
I don't know if we have talked about this, or not, at least not worded like this, because it doesn't sound too familiar. But one thing for sure would definitely be like, I was looking forward to having not really my own place, but more like having a roommate, because originally the plan was like me and my cousin, and then it was me and my friend, but then they both got boyfriends who were like, nope. So, so like, guys, but that's what I was looking forward to, was like, because I've never really had any want to live by myself. Because I like being around other people and I get lonely really easily. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I always want to live with a roommate. That's why I was like, it'd be easier if it was, you know, like a friend, someone who I already know and trust and, you know, living with them. But like, I was looking forward to like decorating, you know, and like being able to live without, you know, parents or siblings and all that. But obviously, now that I am older and live by myself, it's not, you know, everything I thought it would be. I've decorated a little bit, but not like, you know, it's still very much like the same house. I haven't like painted or anything.
Yeah.
I have a lot of the same furniture that they left and bought new furniture. And I live by myself and not with someone else. I have bills to pay.
Yeah.
You know, so that definitely, when I was a kid, I was like so excited. Or like even college. I remember even like when I was in middle school, be like, yeah, college. And then obviously I didn't, I went for two semesters and that was it. And I didn't even go to like college. It was like a community college. It wasn't like a one that you go and like stay at a dorm or anything. So I still lived at home. Yeah. So now I'm playing with my can. you know, definitely stuff like that where when you're younger, because it's the things you see on TV and hear about and, you know, so that's the things you think about and look forward to. And then obviously once you get there, they're way different.
Right.
Even high school as a whole. So there's definitely a lot of things. But those were some big ones. What about you?
Well, before we move too far beyond you living on your own, I just realized something and it just made me very sad because I just realized that I didn't live on my own until 2 years ago. Mm. And I was like, that's kind of depressing.
I would love that.
No,
it's like,
go ahead.
See, with my friends, like my cousin and my friend, who I was like, oh, we could live together, you know, when you were younger and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They, so I'm like, how did this happen? They both like to be alone. Like, they don't mind being with people, but they also don't mind being alone.
Right.
And they're like, yeah, I could totally live by myself. Like, I wouldn't mind it. But neither of them have lived by themselves. Me, who was like, oh man, I'd hate to live by myself. I would love to live with other people. Has lived by myself. Like, how did this happen? Why did this end up this way?
The universe's cruel joke.
It really is. Like, thanks, everyone, the universe, for doing this. And, like, there are upsides to it, you know, like, you know, now I can be as loud as I want. I don't have to worry about other people. I don't have to worry about, like, you know, like, I can do, if I leave the dishes for an extra day, there's no one to be like, you should do the dishes. I can just do it on my own time.
Right.
You know, so it is really nice. But I also would still, I think, like to live with at least one other person.
Yeah.
That's the, at some point, excuse me, if I work more on like cleaning out all the rooms and stuff that my parents, and like the basement and like everything that my parents have left, if I work more on cleaning that stuff out, then in theory I would like to get roommates, because I live by a college too, so I could always have, you know, people that go to that college that could stay here for a time or whatever.
Yeah.
And help with bills and, you know, so in theory that would be what I would maybe like to do if I don't have like a actual friend that lives here, at least have roommates who could help me with bills and housework and stuff.
Yeah.
Because this house is definitely too big for just me, because it's definitely meant for like a family. It's a 4-bedroom. But and like yard work, I hate doing yard work. But whoever I'd have live with me would probably not be able to have any other animals, because I've got the two, and the dog doesn't really like other animals. He can tolerate the cat. But like, I couldn't live with someone who had a dog, you know? Like maybe if it was a cat, if both my cat and the dog tolerated him, it would be more on the cat for that, but definitely not another dog. Right. So that kind of sucks. Not such a big deal, but you know, and he's young, so I'm going to have him for a while. You know, hopefully. I wouldn't mind living with someone else. I mean, I say that now. I've never lived with anyone besides my family. Mm-hmm. But I think I would like to live with other people. Because like I said, I do get lonely really easily. That's why a lot of times I go over to my parents' house on the weekends to have dinner and to hang out and be with people.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you got that you were looking forward to as a kid? Now it's like,
One thing I was really excited about as a kid, because, you know, growing up as kids, you always have a bedtime. Like, you gotta be home by a certain time, and you gotta be in bed. It's like, can't wait till I grow up, and I can stay out as late as I want, and I can stay up as late as I want. And for a time, you know, when I was, I would say when I was like 19, 20, I enjoyed staying up late because I had the hotel I was working at, I had the evening shift. I would work 2:30 to 11. So I'd get home like around 11:30, 11:45. And so I get home, this was like when the internet was new and budding and becoming a thing. So I would get on the internet and just do whatever or play video games in the middle of the night. And I would sleep all day because I didn't have to be to work till 2:30 in the afternoon. So even then, it wasn't like I was like hanging out and going out in the streets all night or anything like that. But now, even, you know, pre-pandemic, it was like, gotta go out? I don't really know if I'm gonna go. It's like, it's so, because I've seen like a whole bunch of different memes about it on the internet, and it's like, it's something to the effect of, there's no greater sense of satisfaction than hearing plans get canceled. Because it's like, you agree to go to something and you like, yeah I'll be there, yeah, and then like the closer it gets to that day, it's like, I gotta get dressed, I gotta go and I gotta socialize, and then you don't want to be the one to be like, yay, you know what, I won't be able to make it, because then you gotta be like, oh, why? And then you have to have some kind of reason. Then you can't really lie, because if you make up something, either it's got to be something that's kind of traumatic for you to miss whatever it is that you say you're going to go to. Then you don't want them to get worried or concerned, or you don't want to like jinx, you know, something happening to somebody. Like, oh, I can't go, you know, my great aunt got into a car accident or something. And it's like, oh my God, is she okay? And it's like, and it's a whole new thing. And it's like, you don't want to go through all of that. And so you'd be like, hey, you know what? Something came up. We're not having this thing tonight. We're just going to, you know, reschedule for a different day. And he's like, oh, shoot. I was so looking forward to going. And then you like, you get off the phone and it's like, thank God. And you just like slump and collapse into your sofa or your bed because you really didn't feel like going. But yeah, it's just, I don't like going places all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like getting into social situations where I'm not going to be comfortable around the people that are there. Even as an adult, I don't like being in a place to where I'm not going to know anybody. Like, I have no reason to go to a bar or a club by myself. It's like, I have no reason to be in any of those places. Like, I can buy any alcohol and listen to any music that I want to in my own home. I have no reason to go out anywhere by myself. Now, if... because the people that I hang out with most now are just my cousins. So if they're going out, like, hey, we're going out to this bar, you know, pre-COVID, before the now times. Yeah. Like, oh, we're going out to this bar to go hang out. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll tag along, you know. And then another good thing about... well, I guess a good thing about being an adult is that if you have your own mode of transportation, you can go and be like, you know what? I'm tired of this. Yeah, I'm going to head out. You can just leave whenever you want. But no, it's just like one thing that I was looking forward to as a kid, as an adult, was not having to go to school anymore. Mm-hmm. And dealing with that and dealing with homework and all this other kind of stuff. And it's like, I think I would rather go back to school and deal with homework and have that be my full-time, like, responsibility rather than working and paying bills.
Yeah.
I mean, like, yeah, school sucked. There were a lot of really bad things about it. But, the responsibility portion, like, the only thing I had to do was just, like, not fail and, you know, clean up around the house. That was it. So, if I could just go back to that being my only responsibilities, yeah, that would be, that'd be great. I had six meetings today. Meetings.
That's why I'm glad I work out of school, because I do get like those school breaks even though I'm out of school, so I have the school breaks without the homework. Do you know how nice it is?
That is a perfect combination.
Because I work with little kids, I don't even have to grade homework.
You don't have to worry about tests.
No! Like, we get to sing songs, we get to dance, we get to play outside. They're pretty content with, like, just coloring a page. It's, you know, so I do like what I do, and I do like working in a school setting, because I do get these, like, I get, you know, a break for Thanksgiving, I get a break for Christmas, I get summer break. The summer break sucks a little more because, you know, obviously during that time, because I'm not a teacher, I don't get paid during that time when I'm off.
Right.
But it's nice to not have to worry about taking time off for, like, up north and stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I do get that break like the kids get. So it is nice working at a school and being able to have these breaks and things.
Yeah.
Because I know, like, my friend struggles with that stuff. Like, most holidays, she has to work. Like, I don't know about Thanksgiving, she does or not, but I know, like, New Year's Eve, she has to. I think Christmas Eve she might have to, but I think she gets Christmas Day off. Ugh. And, you know, I think she might get Easter off. But most of the, you know, things like that, it's like, they have to work. They're not closed, like, Memorial Day or anything, Labor Day. They still have to work those days. So it kind of sucks for her. So I'm always so, like, I know it sucks for you, but I'm so glad I work at a school because of that. Like, you know, so I don't have to worry about that. I already get those holidays off and stuff, because I don't know if she's allowed to, like, get those days off, because I think other employees are supposed to, like, work for at least a little bit on those days, like those holidays, so it's not unfair to anyone.
Yeah.
But I know they've been, like, understaffed recently. I think it might just be two people working there, like her and one other person. So she's like, you know, because we've been working pretty much nonstop, she only gets one day off a week, and it's been like this for a very long time, and she hardly ever takes time off of work. She's like, me and the other chick have been talking about, like, maybe we just, like, you know, won't come in on certain holidays, or we'll talk to the owners about it, so we can get a break. Like, we deserve that since we've been working so hard. We hardly really get any days off. She's like, we should get, you know, Christmas Eve off, and I don't know about Thanksgiving, but, like, if they get that off or not, but, you know, like, things like that.
Yeah.
And, like, New Year's Eve, she's like, we should get these off, because we've been working so hard, and I don't know about the other chick, but she only gets the one day off a week, so it must be the other chick, something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know, because one of the owners works there sometimes, too, so I'm not sure exactly. I just know she only gets the one day off, for sure. So I don't know, we'll see if they actually, like, go through with that. But I'm like, yeah, you should, because that is really unfair. Yeah. That because they're understaffed, you guys have to work harder. if you ever work at a school, you get breaks. You get half days, and you get days off, and you get weekends. You always get weekends. but, yeah.
No, I mean, at least with me working a federal government job, a lot of people do strive to get federal government jobs, because at least when it comes to holidays, we do. There is a federal holiday just about once a month. So we at least, for the most part, have at least a regular extra day off just about every month. So it's not too bad. And then, you know, we get integrated, like, vacation time and everything. Because I think, like, right now I have, like, 200-something hours of vacation time that I have saved up.
That's nice.
Yeah. So it's not too bad. So it's just the meetings are it's really, because I've even talked to my boss about it, and she agrees. She's like, that they're expecting us to do more just because we're working from home. Like, for whatever reason, they expect us to do more because we're working from home. I guess because they feel like, oh, now you don't have to worry about driving to work, so you can work as soon as, like, you sign in for the day. Like, you log on your computer, you can jump straight to work. Like, before, when we were working in an office, they made it a point to not schedule any meetings before 9 o'clock, unless it was, like, something that was really serious and needed to be handled, like, as an emergency or something. Because the way our schedules work, they call it a maxi flex. So basically, you can work your 8 hours. You just have to work within the parameters of the building being open. And the building is open from 6 to 6. So you can get there as early as 6, and you can work as late as 6. So whatever 8 hours you can fit in between there, then that's fine. But I think the caveat was that if you're working a straight 8-hour day, you couldn't get there earlier than 6:30, because with a 30-minute lunch break, if you got there at 6, that would get off at 2:30. So you couldn't get off, any earlier than 3. So if you work in straight 8-hour days, then you have to, the earliest you could get there is 6:30, and then the latest you could get there is 9. Because I don't know what it was about 9, but they didn't want you to get there after 9. Because even if you got there at 9:30, though, it'd give you would get off at 6 o'clock. But I don't know. But but since you had the option to get there by 9 o'clock, they didn't schedule any meetings before 9 o'clock. But we can still do that now that we work from home. We still have the option to not sign on to our computers until 9 o'clock. But they've been scheduling meetings for, like, 7 in the morning.
And I remember, that's crazy.
I remember it was, like, back in September, I had a 7:30 a.m. meeting. And I saw that when they sent out the meeting invite, I was like, they are out of their minds. I was like, why are they scheduling a meeting at 7:30 in the morning? And to be honest, like, half the people that were invited to the meeting didn't show up because they hadn't logged on yet. And it's ridiculous, but it
seems like that's the case for a lot, is that it's like, well, since you're doing online, you got to do more.
Right.
Because that's how, because the room right next door to us is, it takes place in our school, but technically they're, like, a different program. And so, like, the person in charge of that, she's like, you got to do more. And the teacher in charge of that, because we talk to her all the time, you know, she's like, I'm doing like whatever, no matter what plan she threw out, this is before we actually started school. She's like, everything I threw out, she's like, you got to do more than that. And she's like, at this point, I'm going to be doing more with the online kids than the face-to-face kids. What do you mean do more?
Right.
She's like, this is everything we do with the in-person kids. And this would imply that they would have to be online, like, all day. And these are four-year-olds.
Yeah,
and she's like, that's crazy. Like, I can't do that. So they're only, they do, it's a four-day program. So they're only Monday through Thursday. And they do Zooms, I think, Monday, Thursday. And then Tuesday, or Monday, Wednesday, and then Tuesday, Thursday. It's something like that. 2 days are Zoom classes, and they're only, like, I think a maximum of, like, 45 minutes. And then the other 2 days, she just makes videos that she'll post. So, you know, she's like that. And then they get, I think, at the end of the week, they can come pick up boxes that has like stuff for them to do, and so then they'll talk about it like in their Zoom meetings and stuff that goes along with what the kids in person are doing. So she's like, this is what I got, and it's working, you know, so far. Like, they're only four, they can only do so much, and they can only learn so much when they're not in person. When they're four, it's really like you gotta kind of gotta be there to really learn things. So she's like, I'm doing what I can, but and it seems to be working. She's really good about when she does the Zoom meetings, like getting them all pumped up and, you know, excited and stuff. So that's good. But then she has to be out of her classroom, you know, while she's doing that. And that's a thing that I think a lot of people, like, because I saw something recently that was posted on a local news station that was like, it was like, students and parents are dealing with the back and forth of the schools going virtual and not. And it was like, teachers also, guys! Like, you realize that? Right. Everyone is struggling, not just parents and students who are mad about it, or, you know, whatever. It's also the teachers who are having to struggle with this kind of stuff, too. Like, I think that parents forget that. Like, they forget that teachers are people and are also struggling because this is new and hard for them. They're just like, oh, we hate this, it's hard for us. Yeah. Well, it's not easy for the teachers either. You know, I've seen it firsthand. So, because we, our three-year-old program, we don't have an online aspect. So we don't have to worry about that.
Right.
But I've seen, you know, other teachers who have, and it's definitely like a struggle, and then trying to get the Wi-Fi to work at the school. And like, there's just so many things. And, plus, she's, you know, you still have kids who are in person. Plus, you got to do this online stuff. And, you know, and then there is the back and forth where sometimes, like, there are lots of schools that are around here that are closing because of cases, whether, you know, like, I know there are at least a few, at least one that closed because they literally don't have enough staff because they were either quarantining or sick. And you really can't, I don't know about other schools, but like our school, we're not bringing in subs, like substitute teachers. So for us, it's more like moving the aides around, or like sometimes the principal will substitute for one of the, you know, teachers if they're not there for whatever reason. So obviously if you have like five teachers that are out quarantining, it's like, well, I guess we can't have school. Yeah. You know, we don't have enough staff to be able to sub, and we're not going to bring other people in who knows where they've been and stuff. Like, we don't let parents in the building. We don't let anyone who doesn't work there or who isn't a student come into our building right now. And I'm sure lots of other schools are the same way. So, that's why it seems like it's gone back and forth about whether we're closed. Originally it was like, oh yeah, it seems like we're gonna close. And now it seems like the exact opposite of, oh no, why would we close? Elementary schools are doing good. It's the high schools that are like struggling. So I don't know, if we would or not. I guess right now it sounds like we wouldn't be. And if anything, it'd be high schools, but we've got both staff and kids that have like that have people that live in their house that go to one of the high schools that could maybe be closing. So, and then, I mean, if it closes, it's not a big deal, but like, I know they've got cases there. So, like, kind of, you know, worries me, because I know we've got at least one kid with us that has older siblings that go to that high school. Plus, we've got at least two staff members who have, that we see like on the daily basis, who have kids that go there. So, and that what I'm really worried about is after Thanksgiving. Because we know lots of people are going to be getting together with family or traveling places or having family travel here. And so I could see if we went, maybe it would make sense to me if we went until Thanksgiving and then closed until January, you know, to give like the ample time for quarantine between like for Thanksgiving and Christmas and stuff. But then my supervisor was like, but like, it's a Catholic school. You think they're going to close for December, their like biggest month?
Right.
I was like, oh, I don't know. I guess we'll have to see. But it would make more sense to me to not come back until, I think it's like January 11th was what I figured out, because that'd be 2 weeks after Christmas. So that would make more sense to me if we went through until right before Thanksgiving and then didn't come back till January 11th. But I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah.
But I really don't know what's going to happen. So it's just, but like I said, it just seems like so many people expect so much of the teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Who I know are struggling and having a hard time. And it's like, they can also only do so much. Like, people have been posting online, just generic, like, not teachers I know personally, but who have been saying, like, they expect us to be online, like, 24/7 now. They'll email us at, like, 9 p.m. and expect an email back, like, right away.
It's crazy.
You know? Like, it's like, I need a break too, guys. Like, this is, you know, the evening. But because everything's online, it's like, well, obviously you're online, so I'm going to message you.
Right, because the school, because if you were working at the school closes at a certain time, so I can't go to school and ask you something because you're not going to be there. But the internet is open 24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm. So, like, I see lots of teachers are talking about that, and, like, parents will get mad if they don't get a call back or an email back right away. But then it's like, I also get, like, 20 emails at the same time, and then it's 9 p.m., so you expect me to respond to all of them and right away at 9 p.m.
Right.
You know, so it's just, yeah. I don't think parents are really thinking about how hard, because for them, they've got, I don't know, it depends on how many kids you have, but you know, you've got however many kids, but no matter how many kids you have, the teacher's going to have more, because they're going to have at least however many are in their class, and then especially if it's like high school or something, they probably have multiple classes, so they probably have at least however many kids, at least 60 or more. So, you know. And that depends on, you know, if they're also doing just online or if they're doing online and face-to-face, you know, so it's just a whole mess all around. And I know parents and students have struggles, but I just don't like when nobody mentions that the teachers are also struggling. So that's just a, I guess you could say, a pet peeve.
Yeah.
But we went way off topic today.
Yeah, we kind of did. That's on brand for us.
But it always seems to, that's true, it always seems to come back to this, because there's always like every week there's new stuff that it's like, can you believe this? Right. What's going on with this? Because it's the now times, it's what we live in, so of course it's like, we got to talk about it. Or I guess we don't have to, but it's like, it's just automatic. Like,
that's true. But if any of our listeners want to get in on any of the topics that we talked about today, if you have anything that you want to contribute, some stuff that you might feel like, if you're an adventurous eater and you have something that you want to suggest, like, hey, I didn't like such and such, but I tried it and it's great. Might be something that we've never even thought about, or something that we have thought about and like, no, I'm never going to eat that a day in my life. But if you have anything like that and you want to send it to us, you can find us on social media. Go to our Tumblr page at spiderbitespodcast.tumblr.com. There's an Ask Us Anything link right there on the page. You can click it. You can send us a message, or you can find us on Facebook. Just search for Spider Bites Podcast, and it's Bites, B-Y-T-E-S. Send us a message there, or you can find us on Twitter. Just search for @SpiderBitesCast. Tumblr, Twitter, Facebook. Send us a message on any one of the... I cannot say message today. I tried to plow through it, but that's like the fourth time that I went to say it and it did not come out right. Message. Send us a message. I think it's too many S's. Send us a message on any one of our social media sites. But if you want to forego social media, you can email us at spiderbitespodcast@gmail.com. Questions, comments, stories, suggestions, anything you want to send to us, we would love to hear from you guys. If you want to keep up with the show, you can subscribe to the podcast by going to just about any streaming service there is. Apple, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, Podchaser, iHeartRadio. Search for Spider Bites Podcast, and more than likely, we will show up on whatever podcast streaming service you use. But if you do subscribe, we ask if you could leave us a rating, leave us a review, whatever rating system they have, whatever review system that service has. It's a good free way to help us. The ratings help us move up those podcast charts so that when someone's looking for a new podcast to listen to, they're more likely to see ours the more ratings that we get. But the reviews help us. They help us in letting us know what you think about the show, the things that you enjoy, the things that you think we can improve upon. So the more comments and the more reviews that we receive, the better quality show that we can produce for you. So leave us those reviews. Let us know what you think about the show. We would greatly appreciate it. If you don't want to subscribe to any podcast streaming services, but you still want to keep up with the show, you can go to our website at spiderbites.buzzsprout.com. It's an online audio player. You can access it from any browser wherever you can get the internet, whether it's on a PC, a laptop, tablet, or a mobile phone. Just go to the website, scroll down to whichever episode you want to listen to, and click play, and it'll start playing right there from your browser. If you want to get in touch with Ashley or myself individually, our social media links are in the description of the show, as well as all of the links to everything else that I just mentioned. It's because I was streaming before we started recording. That's what it was.
You talk too much.
I talk too much. It was the six meetings. That's what it was.
Oh, six meetings? The streaming, six meetings, then the podcast? Streaming,
then the podcast.
Ridiculous.
I am just out of juice today.
Then maybe you should have taken the nap like I did.
I couldn't. I was too excited to play Spider-Man. The thing about it is because the original Spider-Man for PS4 came out in, I think, 2018. And so I got all of the trophies for that one except one. And the one trophy that I didn't get was to complete as a playthrough of the story on the hardest difficulty. And so before I was like, I'm never going to do that. I don't have to worry about wasting my time with that. So my bright idea was like, hey, the new Spider-Man is going to come out. Let me go back to the old one, finish that, get that last trophy as a, like, you know, a last hurrah with the old game before I jump into the new one. So I started playing it like 3 weeks ago. I played it. No, it had to be 4 weeks ago, because I think I played, because I was doing it every Wednesday. So I streamed one Wednesday, and then it had to be three, because I streamed one Wednesday. I don't remember. Either way, one of the Wednesdays I was supposed to stream was the day that the hurricane hit, so the power went out, so I couldn't stream. Then I moved, and then... that next Wednesday I streamed and I only got through like 30% of the game. And so the next Wednesday, which was yesterday, luckily enough, I was off for Veterans Day. So I was like, you know what? I don't care. I'm going to start streaming. I started streaming at 12 and I'm like, I'm going to play this game until I get this achievement, until I get this trophy. So I streamed from like 12 to almost 7 o'clock to get the last trophy. Finally got it, and I was like, yay, I got the trophy. So tomorrow I'll be streaming again because the new Spider-Man comes out.
See, with Nintendo, I learned big names, they'll drop at midnight. Not big name, they won't. Because, like with Animal Crossing, I think they dropped it like right at midnight.
Mm-hmm.
But with like, so I was so, because that was the first like game that I bought, like as soon as it came out on the Switch. So I was like, nice. So I was so excited when Story of Seasons came out. So at midnight, I was like, yes. And I went to buy it and it was like not there. Like, and I was like, what? And I looked on Steam, because I think it was on Steam too, and it was like, it comes out in 11 hours. I was like, but it's midnight! So
it comes out in the middle of the day.
Yeah, because it's not a big name, so they're like, whatever, we won't drop it right at midnight. We'll drop it one the frick ever.
Wow.
I guess it wasn't Nintendo that did that, necessarily, because it's not a Nintendo game, but it seems like more with big names. I guess just in general games, it's like, they'll drop at midnight, but other games are like, ah, we'll drop it like noon. I don't know, man. So I remember being very sad. I was like, I was gonna download it so I could play it at least a little bit, then play more tomorrow, but now I gotta wait till I get up to even be able to buy it, then I gotta download it. And but that was sad when that happened, but now I know. I'm prepared. Yeah. I'll still be sad. I'll still check at midnight and be sad when it's not there, but...
But at least you can be already expecting it.
Exactly. I'll be happily downloading it if it's there at midnight. If it's not, I'll be like, well, that's okay, I guess. This, I felt like, went on a while. I guess we didn't start till like 8:20.
Yeah.
It's like a little over an hour.
Yeah.
But hopefully audio saves.
Hopefully. Yeah, we fingers crossed. We've been having a lot of audio issues with Discord and OBS lately. So I guess if it doesn't, then you'll never hear this. But, but if it does, we thank you for sticking with us this long. But to all of our listeners, thank you so much for joining us this week. We love you, we appreciate you, and we will see you all for the next episode. Bye, everybody.
See ya.